Hi there, this is Aunt Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we have weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. Have you ever been frustrated that you don't know what your animal's thinking or feeling? Let me help you out with a fun game.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog.
So the first part of this game is you're going to hopefully be able to have your animals in a part of your home so that when you walk in, they're not greeting you and they're not in that first room. Okay, so if you can't do that with your pets, maybe have a friend help you out with this and maybe you can practice with their pets. So the first step is you're going to go outside your home, take a deep breath, imagine that you're connecting in with the earth, you're grounding and centering, and exhale. When you're ready, you're going to walk into your home. And you're going to notice how it feels when you walk into that first room where your pets are not located. So that might have a feeling in the center of your body, sort of like in the solar plexus, heart area of your body. It may feel kind of neutral. There may just not be a feeling of energy when you think about your pet. So now you're going to go in the next room and see how it feels there. See if you feel like anything shift. Do you feel as you're maybe getting closer to your animal, do you start to feel an energy increase? Do you start to feel a little bit more of an excited feeling or a love feeling? Do you feel a warmth coming into this part of your body? Take note of that. When you finally get to the room where your animal is, hopefully you're going to be excited to see your pet and you're going to notice an increase in that warm feeling. You might notice it even on like your shoulders. Sometimes I'll feel like that. You might notice like a buzzing or an excitement or a warmth in your shoulders or the tops of your arms. You might notice this somewhere else on your body, but the point is that you take note of it and start a notebook for this, a little journal, and you're gonna keep practicing this. So keep going back to that journal and writing down how it feels for you to get closer to your pet, but I mean how it feels in your body. This is the basis of animal communication. Now, the next thing you're gonna do is you're gonna do this again, but when you don't know where your animals are. So come home at some point, maybe you've been out for a while, and do the same thing, get centered before you go in. And once again, as you walk in, notice what it feels like when they're not in that room. And then as you proceed through the home, notice what it feels like when you get closer and closer. And then finally, when you find them, take note. Did you start to feel more of that energy, more of that warmth? And jot this down, because you're going to keep playing this game and you're going to notice it as time goes on. Hopefully, you're going to begin to pick up a little bit more and a little bit more, and you're going to begin to be able to really feel like you're starting to really connect on an energetic level with your pet. And like I said, this is like the foundation of animal communication, is getting centered, connecting in with your own body, and then picking up energetically on an animal. Now, if you're interested in learning how to communicate with animals a little bit more in depth, I teach animal communication at a distance, and you can reach me at annawithane@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. There'll be a link in the description where you can find out about my classes as well. And let me know below if you tried this and how it went, and if you have any questions, I will get back to you. Thank you so much and enjoy connecting with your pet. God bless.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly.